I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. A decade ago, the black high school student hero of Luce was a child in an Eritrean war zone, traumatized by violence. Now he's a paragon of scholarship, athleticism, soft-spoken eloquence, and personal grace. Of everything, the film suggests that his white community would like him to be. Except it could all be an act, the serene facade of a tortured soul or a sociopath. The narrative is framed as a psychological mystery, and it labors under more layers of significance than it can handle without falling into contrivance. Yet the dramatic core is strong. An exceptional young man, played by an exceptional actor named Kelvin Harrison Jr., struggling to become whoever he really is. The first sign that Luce may be harboring secrets is a paper he's written for one of his teachers, Harriet Wilson. She's played by Octavia Spencer. The assignment was to write in the voice of a historical figure. Luce's choice was Frantz Fanon, a revolutionary thinker who advocated violence as a cleansing force. That's a red flag for Miss Wilson, and she shares her concern with Luce's parents. They're played by Naomi Watts and Tim Roth. But why? Her student followed his assignment. He asks perfectly reasonably, "Do you really think I believe in that stuff?" Miss Wilson sees another sign when she discovers illegal fireworks in his locker. They're only fireworks, but powerful enough to be lethal. And a wider case against Luce, although a shakier one, grows out of intimations of sexual abuse and an ambiguous remark he happens to make. The ambiguity is intentional and cumulative, yet there's a sense that the movie's case is rigged. The teacher comes off as Luce's paranoid persecutor. Her motives are murky rather than ambiguous. From the outset, she seems wary of Luce's conspicuous ease and confidence with his schoolmates and adults alike. That's because we're given to understand she's the product of an older black generation, one that was taught to navigate white America cautiously, mistrustfully. That doesn't parse, though. Regardless of Luce's references to Frantz Fanon, why doesn't she rejoice in what he's achieved since he came here as a terrified immigrant? If Miss Wilson were white, her criticism of Luce's assigned paper might be seen as alarmist, even racist. Yet no one challenges her judgment directly. Still, the movie's appeal lies in its hero. He's so likable, at least on the surface, that he may remind movie lovers of Sidney Poitier as his character first presented himself in Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, or closer to the subject of this film, the sociopathic pleaser played brilliantly and scarily by Will Smith in 6 Degrees of Separation. But Luce is an original and a source of constant fascination, whatever the state of his soul may be. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.